Okay, this week is Parshas Matas Masay, double parasha. And the parasha starts off, Matas starts off with the Inyan of Nidor. Right away in Pasuk Gimel, Ish Kiido, Neder, Hashem, a person makes a Neder, or Shvua, or Yachal Dvoroi, a person should not make his words, Chuin, Tuchal Yaitim, Epiv Yaseh, whatever a person says with his mouth, he should do. And the Mefarshim will discuss that from a neder we see the kayach of the pen, the kayach that the mouth has. The mouth of a person has a tremendous, tremendous kayach. This loaf of bread is mutter. Suddenly he says a few words, and the loaf of bread becomes awesome. This animal is chulin, says a few words, becomes a carbon, becomes kaidish. A person with his words has a tremendous kayach to create, to change. And a person has to understand the kayach of words that he has. Taisus Shabbos comes to eating on Shabbos. Shabbos starts, let's say Shkia time. You want to start Shabbos early? A few words. Hareini Mekabo myself Shabbos. He says, Mekabo Shabbos. But Shabbos earlier, it becomes Shabbos. How does it work? He says a few words and suddenly Friday afternoon turns into Shabbos. The behemoth is chul and it suddenly becomes Kaidish. The Torah says yes. Then we have the Kayach of the Peh. The mouth has that ability to transform and to create Kedusha. A person can take an animal and turn an animal into Kaddish. Kavachim, a person can change himself and make himself Kaddish. A person has that ability of the Kayach HaPeh. On the other hand, the Loyachal Dvorai, a person has to know how to use the Kayach HaPeh. A person can use it the wrong way and use the mouth for things that shouldn't be said, and you could destroy. The mouth has a power to create, to build, but a power to destroy. Loyachal Dvorai. And the Gemara brings down in Ksuvis at the end of the seventh period, the famous mice of Rabbi Shul ben Karcha. Rabbi Shul ben Karcha took care of the people that were sick. They had a machla called Bali Rason, contagious machla, and he took care of those chayim. And to make a long story short, the Malach HaMavis comes to bring Rabbi Shul ben Karcha to Shemayim. And Rabbi Shul ben Karcha says to him, can I see Gan Eden? Can I see that place in Gan Eden? And the kids, they said that since he was Isaac, and take care of all the chayim, he'd bring him into Gan Eden. And the kids bring him to Gan Eden, he's standing looking at the outside. And he jumps over the wall, he jumps into Gan Eden. And he wants to stay. And he wants to stay in Gan Eden. The Machmas says, you can't stay, he didn't die yet. You have to go back, and only then do you go to Gan Eden, you can't stay. So the Gemara says, Mishum Karcha made a shvua that he's not leaving Gan Eden. He's not going to leave Gan Eden. And the Gemara, Nachman says, Shvua hin Shvua, you have to leave.
I
have a job to do. So they came to a dintari before the Bezin Shemayla. And they paskind, let's examine Reb Shua ben Karcha his whole life. Was he ever Matan Neder? Was he ever Matan Shvua? If he ever made a Neder in his life, he was Matan Neder or Shvua, he was Matan Shvua, then we Matan his Neder as well, and out he goes. But he was never Matan Neder his whole life. He always kept his words, and here too, he could keep his words. And Taka, he had never been Matan Neder, and they allowed him to stay in Gan Eden. Loyachal Dvoroi, Shimon Levi was allowed to stay in Gan Eden. Such as the Kayach Lepeh. A person who washes his mouth, he doesn't make his mouth chulin, Kodesh Baruch Hu fulfills his brachas. Tzadik Goyza, Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekayim. If a person uses his mouth properly, so when he says something, he always keeps his words. Mita connected me, Hashem fulfills what the tzaddik says, his word is kept. That's by a neder. That's a dinner in a neder.
Since Hashem always keeps his word, if a person emulates Hashem,
his word is kept.
Yeah.
Oh, and also it's Rashi later on in the Pasha. It says Rashi later on in Laman Aleph Pasuk Ches, says Rashi, that's Bilam ben Ba'or hagu b'chorev. They killed Bilam ben Ba'or with the sword. And Rashi points out, why does the pasuk mention how they killed Bilam ben Ba'or? They killed him. Says Rashi, they killed him by the sword. Hagu b'chorev. Hu ba'al Yisrael v'hechlef umnasai v'umunasam. Bilam came against Yisrael. He switched his umnis with their umnis. She'ein noishin mefihem aydei tefila uvakasha. Klal Yisrael is saved with the kayach of tefila, the mouth. Vahu, Bilam came along, he grabbed away the umnis, the trade, the B'nai Yisrael, and he wanted to be mekalel B'nai Yisrael with his mouth. So Mida Kenega Mida, Klal Yisrael came back against Bilam, and they switched their umnus to his umnus. Like it says, V'alchar v'chosichye, Esav, the guy who lives by the sword, and they killed Bilam with the sword. Bilam wanted to use the Kayach HaPeh against Bnei Yisrael, so Mida Kenega Mida turned around, and the Kayach HaCharev was used against Bilam. And Chofetz Chaim says a nice mashal to explain the Kayach HaPeh. A person uses his mouth to daven. We use the same mouth to speak everything else. And the Gemara B'Emes says that a person should have two mouths. One mouth for Divrei Chayil, and one mouth for Divrei Torah. And what does the Gemara answer? Gemara says a person is enough trouble with one mouth. Chofetz Chaim, if he had two mouths, how much trouble we get ourselves into with two mouths. But Chofetz Chaim says over the mashal, it's once a fancy restaurant that opened up, and the owner was very proud of the food that he served and how good it tasted and all the fancy dishes that he had. And a big dignitary comes to town, and the owner of the restaurant quickly runs over, "Please come into my restaurant, we'll give you a free meal. I just want you to advertise, tell me how good the food was, eat, and just tell me afterwards how good the food was." And he serves him the best food, and the chef prepares it beautifully, spends time exactly the way the guest likes it, and they bring out one dish after another, and he eats. After the meal is over, the Baal Bas says to this big dignitary, "Nu, how'd you like the food?" He says, "I'll tell you the truth. The food was very good. It was just a little bit of an aftertaste. It was a little bit of an aftertaste that wasn't so good. Something was a little bit off." Baal Bas was very insulted. "You know how much work we put into preparing this meal, and how hard the chef worked, and all the special ingredients, and it's a little bit off. It can't be." He calls over the chef. They go through the ingredients. Everything is fresh, smells perfectly. Can't understand where the aftertaste is coming from. And then they look at the pot in which the food was cooked, and they notice the bottom of the pot wasn't cleaned too well, and there was some grease left at the bottom of the pot. And taka, that grease at the bottom of the pot caused this aftertaste when he ate it. Says the Chofetz Chaim. No, the nimshel is obvious. The pot's the mouth. The person davens, you put all the beautiful ingredients in when you daven, say all the words, and daven properly. But if that grease is in the mouth wasn't used the right way, and it's left over the Lashon Hara that he spoke, or the words that he shouldn't have said, or whatever else in there, it affects the whole dish. It affects the words also. Kayach HaPeh is very powerful. A person has to be careful to use the mouth the right way. It says later on in the parasha, V'yisem nekiyim me'ashem u'mi'yisrael. By B'nei God and B'nei Ruvain, in Perek Amad Beis, Pasuk Chafei, B'nei God and B'nei Ruvain come to Moshe Rabbeinu and they have a proposition. They want to inherit the land on Abraham Yardain, and Moshe Rabbeinu makes a wrong assumption, and he assumes that they want to stay here and not go and fight, and he tells them, "V'lama sinina slave b'nei Yisrael, how could you go ahead and abandon b'nei Yisrael and cause them to give up, and you stay here?" And they explain to Moshe that no, they meant to go along and fight, and only if they go into Eretz Yisrael are they deserving of taking a portion in Eva Yarding. And Moshe mentions to them the following words, "V'yisem nekiyim mi'ashem u'mi'yisrael." And you should be naki, innocent, pure in the eyes of Hashem, and in the eyes of Yisrael. And the Gemara, the Mishnah, really Masechta Yuma, learns from here the Yisim Nekiyim Yashem of Yisrael, that whatever a person does, he has to do it in such a way that people shouldn't suspect him of doing anything wrong. And therefore, when the Gizbar went into the Beis HaMikdash to take out the Masas HaShekel, they gathered all the Shkolim together. He would go in three times to take out the Trumas of Lishka. When he went in, he would wear a long robe without any pockets, without any hems at the bottom of the beged, so people should be choshed that he's put in some shkolim for himself in his pocket or his hems. Shenema, the yisem nekiyim Hashem u'Yisrael. Person should be naki, pure in the eyes of Hashem and the eyes of Yisrael. Person has an achrayis not only to be naki bein Hashem, but also in the eyes of people. People shouldn't suspect him of doing something wrong. A Talmud once came to the Chofetz Chaim and said the Chofetz Chaim he was offered a job to be a rav in a nearby town. And he wanted to know advice, practical advice. How should a Rav conduct himself? What's the most important piece of advice that a Rav needs to know in order to become a Rav? Chofetz Chaim said to him this pasuk: "V'yisim nekiyim mi'Hashem u'mi'Yisrael." Be nekiyim mi'Hashem u'mi'Yisrael. But always remember from Hashem first. Because many times when a person takes a position, his first idea is how to satisfy the board of directors, how to satisfy the Balabatim, how to satisfy this one. People reverse the order, said the Chofetz Chaim. They write about me Yisrael, and then, may Hashem, told me if you want to be successful as a Rav, you always have to remember, V'yisim Nekiyim Mi Hashem. First comes the Ruchnias. First comes Nekiyim Mi Hashem. After Nekiyim Mi Hashem, then worry about me Yisrael. But if you reverse the order and you worry about how you're going to please me Yisrael before you worry about the Ruchnias Mi Hashem, you won't be Matzliach, not on the Ruchnias end, and not on the Gashmias end. But somebody, a Yid always has to know that the proper order is V'yisim Nekiyim Mi Hashem, U'mi Yisrael. Come to Pashas Masay, so we have Pasuk Beis, which is a little bit of a puzzling Pasuk. V'yichtoiv Moshe es Moitzo'ehem l'mas'ehem api Hashem, ve'eile mas'ehem l'moitzo'ehem. Moshe wrote the Moitzo'ehem, they're leaving, they're going, l'mas'ehem for their travels, api Hashem, ve'eile, and these are mas'ehem, their travels, l'moitzo'ehem, for their going out. It says, Moitzo'ehem l'mas'ehem. Remember the story? Moitzo'ehem u'mas'ehem, and mas'ehem u'moitzo'ehem. The pasuk says, Moitzo'ehem u'mas'ehem, and then reverses the order, mas'ehem u'moitzo'ehem. What does the pasuk mean? So Rabbeinu Bechai writes something very interesting. Rabbeinu Bechai writes that just like Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and He was with us every step in the Midbar, the same will be true by the Gula Hasida, when Hashem takes us out of this galus. And therefore says the pasuk, "Biyichtoiv Moshe es Moitzo'ehem," they're leaving Mitzrayim u'mas'ehem for the journeys in the Midbar. Ve'eila mas'ehem u'moitzo'ehem. And these are the traveling for the future, for Moitzo'ehem. Because in the future, Hashem will take us out of this, of the next galus as well, and bring us to the Gula Hasida. So these are the journeys a person goes through in life, u'moitzo'ehem, to be brought out by the Gula Hasida. Dubno Magid has a famous mashal to explain this pasuk, which we said over many times, but the point is very clear. And the mashal, there was once a young boy, and his father remarried, and he grew up in the house with the stepmother. And like they say in all the stories, the stepmother and the boy didn't get along too well, and there was a lot of friction between them. And as the boy grew up, he couldn't wait until he would get married and leave the house and say goodbye to his cruel stepmother. And sure enough, the boy grows up, becomes Ben Shimon Esrael Chuppah, becomes of age, and the father travels and comes home one day, Mazel Tov, Shoyn, Yochasin, found a nice kala in a town far away, and they set a date for the chasana, and the chasin is excited. He's counting down, A, for the chasana, and B, because he's able to leave the house and get away from the stepmother. To make a long story short, finally it comes time to leave for the chasana. And a big coach pulls up in front of the house, and the father and the son get onto the wagon for his belongings, and the wagon takes off.
Where's the grandmother, the mother?
She's not in the story. And the wagon travels, you know the expression? Akasha from Isa? Okay, no Akashas. So they travel, and the wagon keeps on traveling and traveling. They left the town, they're in the middle of the road, and the chasam turns to the wagon driver and says, "How far did we travel? How far did we travel? A mile, 2 miles." And they keep on traveling, and an hour goes by, 2 hours, and again, the chasan asks the wagon driver, "How far did we travel?
Are we there?"
And as the wagon keeps on going, every hour or so, the chasan keeps on asking, "How far did we travel?" Finally, the father realizes they're coming close to the next city, to the city where the cow is, where the wedding will take place, and the father says to the wagon driver, "Tell me, how close are we? How much longer will it be? How close are we to the chasan hall?" And the wagon driver says, "Oh, we'll be there soon." And then he says to the father and the son, "I don't understand. How come your son keeps asking, how far did we travel? And you're asking, how close are we? How much longer? Why is he asking how far? And why are you asking how close or how much longer?" And the father says, "It's very simple. Because," he says, "my son, to him right now, the main thing is to get away from his stepmother, to get away from the house. He wants to be out. So as we're going, he wants to know how far we are away. I'm not going back. How far is it? I'm never going back. How far away we are. Because my son doesn't appreciate what a good kala he has, what a good family he's marrying into. He doesn't see how good the future is. His concern is just this, to escape the past. So he keeps on asking, how far away? But the father said, I understand how good it's going to be for my son. I understand what the future holds for him. And therefore I'm excited for his future, and I'm asking how close are we, how much longer until we come. Says the Dino Magid, that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. Vayichtoy Moshe, Moshe wrote, Moitzaehem, L'masaehem Achi Hashem. Moitzaehem. They're leaving, L'masaehem, for traveling. Because Moshe understood, what was the purpose of leaving? L'masaehem, to travel further. Sinai, Kabbalah Satayra, Tent to Eretz Yisrael. The purpose of Moitzaehem was L'masaehem, to travel. So Moshe wrote, they're leaving for the traveling of Achi Hashem. Then the Pasuk says, no, Ve'ela Masaehem U'Moitzaehem. These are the traveling for the leaving. That's speaking about B'nai Yisrael leaving. B'nai Yisrael didn't understand yet the Har Sinai, Kabbalah Satayra, Eretz Yisrael. Their Iker leaving was let's escape from Mitzrayim. We're never going back to Mitzrayim. We just suffered in Mitzrayim. We went through all the Shibud in Mitzrayim. They wanted out. Took the Rechush Gadol. They went out of Mitzrayim. Ve'ela Masaehem. These are the journeys L'Moitzaehem for the leaving. Derek Kavano was the Moitzaehem, was the leaving. But Moshe understood that it's not just the leaving, but it's L'Masaehem, it's for the future, to become the, for Kabbalah Satayra and to enter into Eretz Yisrael. Right, same idea. Vela B'chai here writes something interesting, and maybe you'll help me out. He says, the Torah lists off the 42 Masois. There's another reason the Torah lists off the 42 Masois to teach us ki akol fi hakavano. Everything goes according to a person's kavano. And because of this, the Masois are mentioned by name. Each place is mentioned. It depended in each place when the Yidden came what the Machshava was. If the Machshava was a Taiva, they were attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it was a place of rachamim. But if the machshava was bad, l'ra, then midas hadin had kayach. And that's why some of the places are called good names. Harshofa, mountain of shofar, miska, sweetness. And then you have places called charada, yamora. You have places that are called names of that stress punishment or din. It depends on what the machshava was when they came. Was the machshava l'ra, or was the machshava l'taiva? If the machshava was good, then it turned into rachamim. The machshava was not good, then it was not rachamim, but it turned into to din. The machshava played a role in each place that they, in each place that they came to. Chofetz Chaim says, we all know the Gemara tells us, machshava toiva mitzarf l'maisa. That a good machshava mitzarf to a maisa. Person has a good machshava, so he gets schar for the maisa, for the machshava, and if it comes out that a person tried to do a maisa, and he didn't, he wasn't successful, but the machshava was there, he asked for the machshava, as if he did the maisa. Didn't work out, he wasn't able to do the maisa. So it's a Chofetz Chaim, but don't make a mistake and think that just having a machshava is enough. I'll have a machshava, and then I'll sit back, I won't do a maisa. He says, a person who has only a machshava to do good, is compared to the following mashal. Reuven and Shimon, Reuven had a son, Shimon had a daughter, the shatchan got involved in the middle, and made a shidduch between Reuven's son and Shimon's daughter. Ooh. They sit down to discuss finances, and Shimon promises to give the chosin 3,000 rubles by next month. And Reuven waits and waits, the month goes by, and Shimon doesn't come with the 3,000 rubles. Reuven finally approaches him and says, you promised 3,000 rubles, no, where is it? Shimon says, listen, it's tied up in business right now. I have heavy investments and merchandise. I don't have the money free. Wait another month, I'll have a few. Okay, fine. Another month goes by. Deinenu, Shimon doesn't bring the money. Reuven says to Shimon, no, it's tied up in business, investments, another month. Fine. The third time it happens already, Reuven says, where's the 3,000 rubles? Same excuse, he doesn't have it. Because Reuven says, if you don't have it, by next month, shidduch is off. Comes back a month later, the shidduch is off. A while goes by, and Reuven's son now finds a kala, Levi's daughter. Finally, the day for the chasana comes, and Reuven sends the shamus around town, inviting all the people to the chasana. And the shamus looks at the list, and he says to Reuven, Shimon's name is not on the list. We invite Shimon to the chasana. So Reuven says, Shimon? Why should I invite Shimon to the wedding for? So Shimon says, what do you mean? He was almost Yom Echotin. Oh, he almost made it. He was almost Yom Echotin. Shouldn't he be invited to the chasana? So Reuven says, almost doesn't count. If I would invite everybody who wanted to be my mechutin and was interested in becoming my mechutin, I would have to invite the whole town. Only real mechutanim count, not a wannabe, not somebody who almost made it or wanted to be a mechutin. This is Chavos Chaim, the same is true. A person who has a machshava, he came close, but he didn't achieve, he didn't accomplish. A person has chah if he accomplishes, if he does. If a person just has a machshava and on his own, he holds himself back and doesn't do it, he's missing. A person can't just rely, I intended to do good. A person has to do good. If an oinus happens, okay, a person, it's not under his control. But just wanted to be the mechotin. I almost made it, doesn't count. A person has to have a person has to do the maisa. Just thinking about a mitzvah is not enough. We find at the end of Masay, the din of Ari Mikot. Tari goes through the din of the Ari Mikot, all the cities, din of Eretzeach, and Goyal Adam, and so on. I know we said the story over many times, but it fits in very well with the parasha. In Radin, a collector came to collect for the Moistus in Eretz Yisrael, and he was having a very difficult time collecting. He went from one house to another, one yeshiva to another, and a penny here, a few rubles here, nothing much. On his rounds, he meets another Mashiach collecting. This Mashiach was collecting for one of the other causes, not for a cause of Kedusha, well, called a secular cause. He was collecting for some different cause. And he was very successful. Within a day,
a popular cause.
Within a day, he had what he needed, and he says to the Mashiach, look, I'm leaving. How could you collect? I'm having such a hard time. How are you so successful? And he leaves. The Mashiach collecting for the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael was very upset. How could it be? This Mashiach is collecting for his popular cause, and he's so successful. And I'm collecting for yeshiva, for Torah, and I'm having such a hard time. So he asked the Chofetz Chaim what the Pshat is. Chofetz Chaim said to him, we know it says by Yir Miklot, Tochen Lecha HaDerech V'Shilashno. The Torah says, prepare the road, put up signs. And the Mishnah Makkah says, to put up signs on the road, Ari Miklot, a big arrow, Ari Miklot this way, Ari Miklot that way. Chofetz Chaim said to Mashiach, let me ask you a question. We don't find that when people are being Oyla Regel, to go up to Yerushalayim, to the base of Mikdash, there were signs. Oyla Regel this way, Oyla Regel that way. Right. The only time we find the Indian putting up signs is for the Ritzayach to go to Ir Miklot. Why? Ritzayach to go to Ir Miklot, this Ritzayach HaRasha, for him we make signs. And for everyone on the way to do a mitzvah, Oyla Regel, no signs. What's the Pshat? Yeah. Chofetz Chaim said it's Pshat. Because the Ritzayach, the Torah doesn't want people to associate with this Rasha, the Ritzayach. Torah is one to stop and ask directions, to stop, Andre, I don't know I'm going, I'm lost, help me, I'll stay by you until I find my directions. So Torah, go, goodbye, go to Ir Miklot where you belong. We don't want you associating with people. Here's your directions, here's your arrows, go. But when somebody's being like a regal, just the opposite. The Torah wanted, he should have to stop and ask directions.
Where you go?
So people will say, wait, like a regal, oh, you know what? I'll come along with you, and this way, by his being like a regal, he'll be able to take along other people with him to be like a regal as well, be able to mechazik other people along the way, and encourage him to do a mitzvah as well. So by like a regal, there were no signs, but fakert, be like a regal, and this way you'll take others along to do the mitzvah. So he said to the Mashiach, the same is true. That first Mashiach, Hashem said, you know what? Let him go. I don't want him around here. He's only going to have a bad influence on people. Let him get his money and leave. But he said, you just the opposite. Every house that you go to, you say a good word. You mechazik somebody. You say a good vatayra. Give people a little chizik. Right. Therefore, Hashem wants you to stay here until you collect all the money so you'll be able to mechazik others and teach others. Pashas Masay has 42 Masayis. And it's well known, that's brought down, that every person in his life travels through 42 Masayis. And sometimes we question ourselves, what am I doing here? This stop in my life, this particular instant in my life, time, what am I doing here? It wasn't planned out this way, I wasn't supposed to be here, everything was supposed to be different and I'm here. Teretz is, we don't know why. Maybe you're there through a chazik somebody else. Maybe you had to end up in a certain place at a certain time to give somebody else a little chizik, to tell somebody else a good vart, tell a dvar Torah, somebody should learn from you. A person never knows why, where he is, in a certain place at a certain time. But if a person is there, there's a tiyalas, there's a purpose for it, and every place that a person is a reason why he's there, and forget, the person should use it and make the best of it. Tzadik HaKlayim brings down that the 3 weeks, we know we learned the three Haftiris, the Shulayshid of Paranusa, the three Haftiris of Peronimis. We learned last week, Shimud Bar Hashem in Yirmiyah, this between Aftairah of Masay, which is which is Shimul Dvar Hashem Beis Yaakov. Sorry, last week we learned Divrei Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiyahu, Aftar of Matos. This week is Shimul Dvar Hashem Beis Yaakov. And next week is Aftar of Devarim Chazoyin Yishayahu ben Amoitz. And Rasodik brings down, they have in these three Aftaris Divrei, which is Dibur. This week is Shimul Ishmiya. And next week is Chazoyin, is vision, is seeing. Keneged speaking, listening, and seeing. But during the 3 weeks, the Avaid is a person who is Misakin, his Dibur speech, and is listening, what he listens to, and what he looks at, what he sees. The Chumra came about because of Sinas Chinam. So if Misakin our Dibur, speak good about others, only hear good, don't hear the Lashon Hara, look good at others, not with a kinna, with a jealous eye, an Ayin Ra. A person has to be Misakin, his Dibur, Shmiya and Re'iya, during the 3 weeks. Now, Fakir, the person who is Misakin himself, and a person who understands the Aveilus, Zaycha to see the Gula, Shtaka be Zaycha, this year Tishbav should be Karolai Moed, should turn into a Yomtiv, should be Zaycha to Bayez HaShlishi, and the Gula Shlim Meir Vimeinu Amen.